So we might actually get our nap after all.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, Ryan's got this.
Yeah, he should. He does. If he drops the ball on me here, I'm going to have to go to, well, I got some stuff here, I guess. we'll see.
The Learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
All right, we're on the air. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. Got some big shoes to fill here on RBN. He is off personally preventing the hit squads from getting to Ghislaine Maxwell. I like to pronounce Glenn Ghislaine because that's basically what she was. This woman was dumber than a bucket of rocks. I've been saying that the entire time. You can go back and see my old Sean Atwood videos or beyond where I told you how stupid both of them were. This Epstein was not some math genius or any of the spin they've tried to play. He was a cutout. They were there as part of an Israeli blackmailing ring. Now, Ghislaine's siblings are a little bit brighter. It helps to have the billion-dollar backing. It's pretty hard to screw up. But she was, you know, they keep calling her a socialite. That's code for spoiled brat. They paid enough money for her to get a piece of paper from school. But this woman is unbelievably stupid. I remember her comments to Maria Farmer going, Epstein's smart. He watches PBS. Well, I like PBS, but, you know, watching it doesn't make you smart or not. It's just you're watching TV. That's all it is. This lady was so stupid, she wrapped her cell phone in tinfoil. I mean, actual Alex Jones tinfoil hat level weirdo. She wrapped her phone in tinfoil to avoid the police. Now, her official excuse when she was hiding out in the U.S., which is where I said she was. I said she was still in the Northeast because that's where her sugar daddies are. She has a husband, too, by the way, secretly. Got married back September 23rd, 1993. A lot of them were doing that. The Epstein ring had girls marrying other girls to get them visas to stay in. And a lot of things they were doing was off script from what the Israelis wanted them to do, officially what they were doing. They had enough power and arrogance. They started doing things for their own amusement, just like drug dealers dipping into their own stash. These people were raping their own commodity in their eyes. I don't see people like that, but they did. And other than just using them for blackmail to spy on science and technology and to hoodwink the politicians, they were, of course, routinely raping underage women in daily massages, 3 to 7 times a day. Epstein would get massaged and do this. So this has been her. She's foiled again because when the FBI and swatted her house at 3 a.m, it's not really her house, but where she was hiding. First, she slammed the door and went to another room to try and avoid them. But her phone being wrapped in tinfoil is part of the reason why she didn't get bail. Not just because of the flight risk and all of that. It was because she wrapped her phone up, which means her excuse of, oh, I was just trying to hide from the press because my name's been dragged through the mud from Epstein, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't fly because the press is not going to NSA your phone like that. So the whole reason, we know this too, she tried to wrap her phone in tinfoil, which doesn't work, by the way, because she's such an idiot. She thought, oh, well, this will stop him from getting on my Bluetooth or whatever. I mean, just don't use a phone. If you know, if you really don't want to go to prison and you're on the run like that, you should be using someone else's phone or whatever. But not the brightest crayon in the box. She's the only crayon in the box now, though. They got her wearing paper dresses so she can't hang herself with her clothing, and she's on a bed with no sheets so she can't hang herself with her sheets. I'm waiting for them to say Ghislaine Maxwell has been found dead, shot. Whoa. I heard Skype go off again. I hope I didn't go off air for a second. Oh, wait, it's okay. Something happened in the control room. They're going to find her dead, like shot 27 times in the head. And they'll say, police say, Ghislaine Maxwell found dead, 27 shots to the face. They're ruling it the most insane suicide they've ever seen. Now it's because of you guys, all of us, you know, made such a fuss about Epstein's murder when the mega group hired out a prison inmate and then the mafia to kill her, which is exactly what they did. Choked him with the electrical wire that was already in the room, left two scars across the neck and broke bones, or fractured bones, excuse me. We know what went down. We know that Patrick Ho was also in the same prison who was there at MCC for laundering money to African dictators on behalf of Epstein and Ghislaine. How that all relates is a long story, but the quick and skinny of it is one of the byproducts of these ongoing conflicts, like the Mali war, which nobody covers, or the war in Yemen, etc., is unfortunately, aside from all the bloodshed and warfare and child soldiers, is that people turn to prostitution to survive, including kids. And it's really great for child procurement, if that is your business, which it is for them. And the Israeli state is professional at this, at human trafficking. It's from its inception, how it was created with Haganah, Palmach, and the Birchog, bringing in the privileged class to get the privileged class dominant demographics. You notice I can't say the word because that's how privileged the class is. But when they wanted to annex land in Palestine, they had to move a bunch of them to Palestine from Poland and other areas. And they became professional, not only in the arms smuggling, but the people smuggling, which of course lends itself to smuggling in sex workers and every other form of slavery. And sex slavery and chattel slavery now after Libyan war is great again in the Middle East and Africa, especially after Obama and Hillary toppled Libya, toppled a functional African government and replaced it with Al Qaeda. And now they're selling people. And one of the people that were bribing politicians of Chad and Uganda actually ended up in the same jail as Jeffrey Epstein because a couple of the multi-million dollar bribes were rejected, which is almost unheard of. I mean, I don't think there's a more corrupt government on earth than Nigeria. If you can think of one, you know, we can argue, but I don't think there is one. And then like number two, three, four on that list would also all be in Africa. Sometimes they straighten out and say no. I mean, there are parts of Nigeria like in the southeast where the Igbo live, that used to be Biafran, I guess, briefly, where it's more of a functional society and all, but the whole northern chunk where Boko Haram and all that, it is just a lawless cesspool. But it's very good for dictators and child trafficking, and the Israelis know that. And like Hillary Clinton, for example, got a lot of African prostitutes, I think this is Sierra Leone, passed them around her own Secret Service and bodyguards. Now, she's a closet lesbian. Gary Byrne confirmed that, and my mom's cousin actually witnessed that and was told that when his mother died and we were at the funeral. I got everything, all the dirt on the Clintons. Let me get that RBN number from the control room whenever that comes in. It's like 313-something. Sorry, guys.
800-313-9443. There you go, Ryan.
There you go. They just said it. I hope you guys could hear it. So, can you guys text that to me so I can do that after all the breaks and stuff? I think I have some co-pilots here, Dan and I forget. I have some. I just talk, so there's no dead air the whole time. I'm pretty good at filling off the room with hot air. I got some other stories. I want to stop on Epstein for a second. We'll circle back in a minute. But I got to talk about some of the craziness going on in California. We're also going to have to talk about Owen Benjamin and Patreon and reparations in North Carolina. But first, I got to say this because I'm afraid there's always a bigger story. I mean, this isn't as huge of a story as a giant international pedophilia rape ring like Ghislaine and Epstein. It's not as big as the Syrian war or anything, but this is a story that needs to be known, and it's in the papers right now, but I doubt it's in your three-letter networks. And it's something going on in California that, I mean, maybe the Unabomber could have predicted. Ted Kaczynski did say what would happen about the chemical lobotomies, you know, when a whole third of your population's on Adderall and Ritalin and all that was bad enough. But now they've taken it a step further. A 16-year-old boy in juvenile detention was forced to take estrogen and has developed breasts as a consequence. They took a 16-year-old child who they couldn't handle. He had too much testosterone. And they decided to inject him with estrogen daily so that he could be more manageable. They messed around with his hormones and his brain to make him more feminine because that's what they wanted. A kid, he's in juvie for whatever, doesn't matter. You can't chemically alter a child. But the California law allows this. So it already started with the weirdo parents doing that to their quote unquote transgender kids, which is just a clever way of saying child abuse, where they're given hormone injections to their own children because they think boys should be girls and girls should be boys who look like boys, who look like girls, whatever the song was. But now kids that are in juvenile detention, which is there to supposed to correct them, right? And not, you don't physically alter someone's chemistry to change their behavior, but that's exactly what they want you to do. They've got all these, mostly boys, it's almost all young boys, on Adderall and Ritalin, and some of them are taking it on into their like 20-year-old man, still taking Adderall and Ritalin. And I would say, I'm not even going to say 99%. I'm going to say all of them don't need it. If you can't pay attention, okay, then you're just someone who can't pay attention. There's no drug for it. That stuff stunts your growth and has so many other bad consequences and side effects. Like, don't do it. You know, the soy boys are in. You should avoid soy too, by the way. It is that there was, here's another study that came out. This would disturb you to the core. Would you give a baby birth control pills? I mean, birth control pills prevent babies from being born, but I'm talking about, we're not talking about birthday abortions like the weirdos in New York and Virginia try to do, like Ralph Northam, who supports birthday abortions. He also wants to topple Confederate statues. No, I'm talking about giving birth control pills to a baby. Would you do that? Do you think that would be safe? Give a little boy a birth control pill? That's what we want to talk about, how much estrogen is in soy. The soy milk, this could explain Portland and Seattle, by the way. You've had a whole generation of moms and stuff that were told, oh, the soy milk is more healthy. And, you know, they don't want to use formula. And they don't, of course, breast milk would be the best. Not always available for every mom, but you know, not everything works out the way you want, but do not supplement it with soy milk. At a, you know, pound for pound ratio, what a baby is getting when they're taking this soy milk was the equivalent, and this is PhD studies, by the way, it is the equivalent of giving a baby 5 birth control pills a day. That's how much estrogen is in the soy and this milk. That will mess a kid up. I mean, and it has. And this could explain Antifa. Like Antifa, this generation of black clad communist weirdos, they're all like androgynous looking and weird, right? This might be the great mystery, kind of like the mealworm parasites that hit the southeastern U.S. So many people had this parasite and was making him dumb. This could be why we have Portland or Asheville, is people jumped on the soy, and you had a whole generation of kids who were, as infants, were basically being fed birth control pills and equivalent level of estrogen. And they end up as, you know, baristas in the Portland mob that go around and don't even have enough strength to break a window. They have to ally with Black Lives Matter Marxists to get someone else to skateboard a window down for them so they can go steal Louis Vuitton and Nike because, you know, they're so anti-capitalism. Some chats came in. We've got Zen Rebel Diva says, hear about the CEO that was chopped up by his personal assistant. It seems the personal assistant stole about $100,000. The CEO found out about him, but didn't turn him in. Put him on a payment plan, but the PA didn't want to pay him back, I guess. I have not heard that story, but chopped him up? That is bizarre. I was going over the Bruiser Brody murder. If anyone's interested in that, let me know. It is some up. They murdered him in Puerto Rico, and it's just now the truth of the story is starting to come out. He's a professional wrestler. Stabbings in Puerto Rico are so common, though. It's like, oh, someone caught a cold or whatever. We got the call-in number, by the way, is 800-313. I knew it was 313-something. My Skype window just disappeared. Yeah. 800-313-9443 if you want to call in with your 2 cents. And I'm also I'm simulcasting this on YouTube so people can chime in through Entropy Chat if they like. I had not heard that story about the CEO. That is bizarre. I got a couple co-hosts, Dave and Steve. I know I'm chatting the air up, but you guys are welcome to chime in and take a breath. How's it going?
Yeah, it's nice to hear you, Ryan. Dave, yeah, we're here. We're ready to go. Hey, you know, we were just talking, at least we're chatting back and forth on our system here, and Dave and I were talking about it. You know, as far as the Epstein's madam, they're going to be a little more creative on this one here. Of course, they've made sure that she can't hang herself with paper sheets, but we were just talking back and forth on the chat here, and Dave thinks she'll be suicided by COVID, and I said, nah, that's not creative enough. I think she'll probably slip on a banana peel on the way to the chow hall and break her neck. You know, it's not going to be your normal, what you expect.
Well, you're both right. You know,
I don't think she'll ever make it into a courtroom. I doubt it. I doubt she ever makes it into a courtroom.
She won't even go to the hearings. But if she slipped on a banana peel and broke her neck, they would say she died of COVID.
Yeah.
It's a COVID. No.
She died with COVID. Yeah. By the way, yeah, they'll be
creative on this one here.
Fudge the numbers. Have you seen this? Apparently, in Florida, I forgot the ratio, so I don't want to give the wrong number. I want to say it was 9 times as much or whatever, but whatever it was, they greatly exaggerated the number of cases of COVID-19.
And I'm down here in Florida, Ryan, so I can tell you, yes, 100%, it's been fudged. The number has been fudged greatly, greatly. I can prove that. I've got on the inside here in the medical field here, I can tell you, yes, they are fudging the numbers.
Man, and we all knew this. I mean, I live in a free country that didn't have lockdown, and you can't hear the caller. Uh-oh. Oh, well, that's fine. You know what? Go to whatreallyhappened.com and watch the show over there. You'll be able to hear everything. I just got this YouTube going so people can chime in with their 2 cents on Entropy. But you can go to whatreallyhappened.com. whatreallyhappened.com radio or RBN radio, and you can listen to the show. What the caller was saying is that they can verify their info, or not the caller, the somebody from RBN, but they live in Florida, and they verify in their medical field too. They can verify that COVID-19 numbers have been greatly fudged. Imagine my lack of shock. I think something Rivera would say, right? Imagine my lack of shock. They're lying about COVID-19 still. The whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's just, oh my gosh, you might get something that's basically the flu. We got a commercial break coming, and I will see you guys right after that. And you guys on YouTube will see another commercial.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And we are back. This is the What Really Happened show with temporary host, fill-in host sometimes. My name is Ryan Dawson, hailing out of Japan right now. Some of you know me already, some do not. I'm filling in for Mike Rivero for a couple days. I think I have it today and possibly on Monday too. We'll see. I've got a couple co-hosts, wingman in here, Dave and Steve. And that song about Gaza gets me every time. I want to remind everybody that Robert N. Lakesh works for Press TV. Has an awesome documentary about the West Bank. He went in and he met Ahmed Tamimi, the woman that slapped the Israeli soldier. And then they, not a woman, she was a child, teenager, that slapped an Israeli soldier, by the way, who they had earlier harassed her cousin who had a broken arm. There's an infamous picture online of a grown, fully armored God's chosen lunatic of the GCL. Choking a little boy with a broken arm and slamming his head into a rock. it is nasty over there, and that's what we're trying to stop. We're trying to stop this madness. But of course, if you oppose war and systematic racism, then you're a Nazi. So, which brings me to this story. You guys, did you hear about Nick Cannon?
No. This guy. No. What's the story on him?
Okay. So Nick Cannon, he basically went off like a black Israel, Hebrew Israelite, whatever the hell they call themselves, saying all this. He just this unapologetic racist screed about whites, Jews, anybody without enough melanin. He had this weird theory that melanin makes soul and compassion. Melanin is just wow. pigment. That's it. Just all it does is at best protect you from a sunburn. But yeah, he was talking to some hip hop, whatever, I don't know, Public Enemy or something like that. I don't know. I don't follow the U.S. music so much anymore. But and they were just saying all this blacktivist nonsense. And but then he lost his job with Viacom. Now we all know that bashing on white people did not get him to lose his job. It's because he bashed on the privileged class that he lost his job, the same class that actually owns Viacom, which is something else he mentioned. And so now cancel culture is getting a little taste of cancel culture. Now, I think his racist remarks are, you know, disagreeable, and his theory on melanin is frankly insane. But I don't think he should have been canceled. I think we desperately need to allow a discussion about race and let all the weirdos from the far left and the far right air their stupidities openly so that we can have a discussion rather than deplatforming, because canceling all these people is not resolving the conflict, right? Not allowing a discussion on these topics that are taboo for some reason is making it worse. Now, this happens to be a case for once the far left got canceled, but that's because they went after Zionists. Had they just bashed on whites, I mean, Don Lemon did that on CNN. I did a video about him doing that, and I got kicked off YouTube.
But which is funny because Don Lemon's partner is Lily White, Ryan. Well, he's bashing white people, no. but his bed partner is Lily White. Pretty funny
there. Right. Right. Well, he thinks it's straight white males, so I guess it doesn't quite fit the category. I don't know. He's got a little bit of what they call it intersectionality, because he's in the victimhood Olympics. Apparently, being homosexual is some challenge. It's not. It's pretty much there is no systemic racism. It's a crock. You look at Harvard. I'm not going to bore you with statistics and stuff, but like West Indies blacks are only about 10% of all blacks in the United States, but they're over half the blacks at Harvard. Over half. All come from one slithering niche, foreigners, basically, that are benefiting from affirmative action and stuff. It's not helping African Americans, native born blacks at all.
You can say the same thing for Stanford too, Ryan. Stanford, you could actually have total 100% enrollment from Asia, from China alone in Stanford, because they're so dang smart, intelligent. We're talking about this diversity has gone off to the tipping side here that, you and I are being excluded. They've gone to diversity now versus the affirmative action and quota system here. So, the Supreme Court found that quotas and affirmative action was reverse discrimination is what it was. So the liberals got together and they kind of retooled it and repackaged it and came back and said, we'll call it now diversity. And that's all they ever did. They just renamed it diversity.
Well, now Asians, I think, have it the worst. They've got a score like 400 points higher than blacks and Puerto Ricans. I think 250 points more than whites. It's so silly. Like the reason that East Asians do better on average is because there's a natural filter there. If you have a family coming over, they're bilingual, they had to do all these hoops just to be in the U.S. at all. You can't just run across the border or something. You're talking about a certain strata of wealth, certain strata of intelligence, if they're coming from Japan or China or something like that, then rather than just being born in. But it's prejudice. Like my kids, who are, you know, my wife is Asian, they'd have to do better than others, even though they could have the same merit. They're going to have to do better than anyone else to get into college in the U.S., which is why we don't live there. I hear the music coming, so I think we have another break, but we'll be back.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Thanks, Patrick. It's Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero on the What Really Happened show. We were talking about affirmative action, which is just Jim Crow laws. That's all it is. You know, Martin Luther King said, let's be judged by merit, by one's character rather than the color of one's skin. Well, nope, you're judged by the color of your skin. It's different standards for different categories based on biology, which is also known as, you know, racism. And there's a really, really great series right now on Liberty Pen called Black Wisdom Matters. Black Wisdom Matters. It's free. It's on YouTube. It's Liberty Pen. And it's everyone from Thomas Sowell to Larry Elders to all just the best. They're up there dismantling the myth of systemic racism and explaining how liberal policies, not racism, have decimated the black community in the United States. Really hurt the poor in general, but especially. And then I have an article up on ANC Report about the myth of systemic racism. I encourage you guys to read that. We have Chris Edwards from the UK who has called in. He's one of my guys. And we've got, well, hold on, Chris. We got another caller from British Columbia. I think I saw that quick enough. Daniel. Daniel, since you're calling from far away, you are on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Ryan. I've been a huge fan of yours for a lot of years now, going back to 9/11 stuff and Gene Rosen's pet sitting service, you know, the whole Sandy Hook hoax and the whole bit. I've seen some great videos of you with one with was with your grandmother. I hope she's still with us. She's an amazing
historical record. She is 91 years old.
I just wonder what she's thinking these days with all the stuff going on now. She must be shaking her head. What I wanted to talk about was...
I'll have her back on, actually. Now, I've never jumped on the Sandy Hook stuff. I'm not into that conspiracy at all.
But. Yeah. That's funny. Ehud Barak, I think he's the key, just as long with Ghislaine there. I think he's another key factor. I mean, he was seen going into Epstein's apartment wearing a scarf to try and hide his face. And this is before COVID.
He had like a big hat on too.
He's got Christopher Boleyn has a little blurb about him and his involvement on 9/11, probably possibly securing the nanothermite and other things like that. So I just think this is kind of like the last chance, this whole Epstein affair and Ghislaine Maxwell. I think it's the last chance for Americans to see how their nation has been usurped by a foreign power. Because beyond the sex slavery aspect of it, it was all about the bribery, about the honey trap. And if the media is not going to, you know, touch on it, it's up to the alternative media, you know, places like RBN. Mm-hmm. And you know,
sadly, the alternative media is under full assault. There, I don't know, probably 24 prominent YouTubers were erased in the last couple of weeks, and myself included. I was kicked off of Patreon on the 2nd of July, and then they still tried to charge all the Patreons. By the way, if you are a former Patreon of mine, make sure you cancel that payment on your credit card. Do not let them take your money. You're right. It's these stories aren't covered in the press. They did a Netflix series, but it was all just on the sex underage aspect, and it didn't tie back to Israel at all, even though, like you said, Ehud Barak was not only filmed outside or, you know, photographed outside Epstein's rape mansion in New York. He's actually mentioned in the papers that Dershowitz tried to get unsealed because he was digging for info about himself. And Ehud Barak is in there, as is Les Wexner. And here's the shocking thing, because Ehud Barak, Moshe Katsev was president during when Barak was prime minister, and he got convicted and put in jail for rape. And of course, Barat's the one that hid guys like Ari Scher and George Steinberger, who had a pedophile ring in Brazil where they're raping 8 and 9 year old little boys. They got caught because the Israeli consulate swimming pool was in the background of some of the smut photos they were selling online. So they were doing this on Israeli property, on government property. And then he just got shipped around like a Catholic priest, like, oh, we'll just move him from one area to another to hide his crimes. But he's not the only prime minister on the Epstein map. Another Ehud Olmert, who was a prime minister of Israel, who's also charged with sexual harassment, where he stuck his tongue in a woman's ear and pinned her up against the wall. These people, it's so pervasive over there, a place that didn't have laws against human trafficking until the 2000s. Right? It's so pervasive and normal in Israel for people to engage in child molesting and rape and sexual harassment that presidents and multiple prime ministers, they can't keep their hands off of little kids. And it's worse than that because they are abetting and financing international crime syndicates for these most heinous of crimes. Well, thanks for your call, Daniel. We got Chris. Are you want to add one more thing? Sorry, you haven't... I got another guy waiting.
Yeah, just Ehud Olmert was actually in 9/11 or in New York City on 9/11 and didn't admit it, and there was no fanfare. I just thought that when you said his name, it just sort of piqued my interest with that. Reminded me of that.
Yeah, he
story.
Was. I mean, I can talk about 9/11 after the next commercial because that's my bread and butter. But yeah, we all know how many were involved in September 11th. It goes way past just the infamous dancing Israelis. I mean, that is sort of the foot in the door to start talking about the rest of it. But it's not just 9/11. I mean, there's been a jointly conducted intelligence nexus between Israel and the United States since Iran-Contra at minimal. I would argue all the way back to the Kennedy assassination. I don't want to open that whole can of worms. All right, Chris Edwards from UK, you are also on. Sorry, thanks for your patience, bud, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. No, I was fine waiting. That was a good call as well. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a story from the UK that's resurfaced this week about Russiagate again. I'm sure everyone thought it died of COVID a long time ago and was buried in the ground, it's back.
I hope Russiagate becomes Clintongate. It might starting to, but it won't. She's not going to end up in a. See, they're too powerful, you know. But what's the story out of the UK?
I think it's probably got a lot to do with Trump re-election because we've got forces here. Christopher Steele was the one who made the fake report and stuff, and that was part of there was. Alleged interference in the election last year at the end of last year by Russia, but it was it seemed like it's going to be oligarchs, Russian oligarchs, but not necessarily Putin people that supporting the Conservative Party.
Let me give some background on that for people, because a lot of Russian oligarchs, the ones that weren't thrown in prison, were self-exiled. Places that didn't have extradition treaties like the UK. So Abram Munch went there, Boris Berezovsky went there. He's now dead. He's the one that did the Litvinenko scandal and blah, blah, blah. And so a lot of these Russians, in scare quotes, have fled to either Israel or the United Kingdom. And they do the same play all the time. Oh, it's Putin conspiracy. Now, I don't be a light switch brain. Like, Putin is guilty of plenty of things, and Russia is not the good guys. I don't play this, oh, if not A, then B stuff. But the Democrat conspiracy about hacking the election or Michael Flynn scandal, Michael Flynn was actually acting on behalf of Kushner, who was acting on behalf of Netanyahu. It's Israelgate, not Russiagate. But yeah, that is such a farce. They hate Russia because Russia won't go along with them in Syria. That's that. You know, Israel wants to topple Syria. They're now trying to start a war with Iran before the election. Did you hear where Israel attacked sites in Iran? Again, nuclear facilities. I mean, they're just begging to get Iran to pull the trigger so they can get America to go and annihilate them for them. It's nuts. We got a call. Chris, that's a good comment, by the way. We got a call from North Carolina. Yeah, you can, Mark. I hear you. We'll get you to you in a second. Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry. Yeah. No. I just wanted to say what it involves entails. It's a double barrel. It's that Jeremy Corbyn had this leaflet that he'd got, and it turns out it was from Reddit. And apparently, Russia put it on there, saying that the NHS is up for sale, basically with the US when we do our Brexit deal. And then also, Russia have been accused of trying to hack Oxford, who are working on the COVID vaccine. So it's a double whammy this week of Russiagate. But I just want to point out why it's so important, why they're keeping this corpse alive, is because Julian Assange is still in Belmarsh prison. And that's part of the reason, anyway. A lot of it's got to do with Trump, but they need this fake Russiagate story to keep Assange in. And there's still a fake
story. They blame
story
him for working with the Russians, too. That's part of the WikiLeaks scandal.
But they blamed Julian Assange, but they said Paul Manafort went to visit Julian Assange in the embassy in the UK, which is a fake story, still up in The Guardian. And then also Roger Stone, who got his sentence commuted by Trump. He was on Hannity last week or this week, and he talked about Ray McGovern and Bill Binney and stuff. It's complete garbage, but people need to watch that interview as well.
Can we get a movement to get Ray McGovern on the Tucker Carlson show?
Yes, like, please. That's so important. Could change so much. He can get on there.
Could Rivero get Ray on this show? I mean, like, maybe I can get him on Monday. I agree. Like, everyone needs to hear. Ray McGovern has been, since Robert Perry passed away, Ray McGovern, who also works sometimes at Consortium News, the best on the truth about so-called Russiagate. And everyone should hear Ray McGovern. I think he's been on WRH probably in the past, but we'll see if we can get him again. Mark in North Carolina, you're probably going to run right up against the break, but you're right. On. You're still there.
Hey, listen, I'm talking to a living legend, okay? Let me stuff in YouTube, okay? But anyway, Ryan, what I wanted to say is this. What's behind this stuff with Russia is a few things. One, a lot of these oligarchs, I hate to say it, a lot of them, unfortunately, were Jewish, okay? Like Khodorkovsky, well, he was half Jewish, but a bunch of the other ones, Bill Browder and all that. So there's a hatred for them through the neocons, which I'd say about at least 50-60% of them are Jewish. Okay, so there's a hatred. There's also a hatred going back to Russia, going back to Trotsky and what Stalin did to Trotsky and all that. Because a lot of these...
Which is the origin of the neocons, yeah.
Right, the neocons and the neoliberals, too, basically have their origins in Trotsky. And there's that hatred for Russia for that also. So that's what it is. Everybody know, anybody who follows this at all, 9/11, and at first I used to think it was all conspiracy theories until I started following it around. Just the dancing Israelis alone show you who were actually Mossad agents. They were confirmed Mossad agents. Shows you that this was Israel behind this, or at least certainly working with the U.S. government and probably with the Saudis also. I do believe the Saudis were involved also. This is a three-headed dragon. All right.
The head of that cell of the dancing Israelis is Paul Kirsberg, who admitted, and it's right in the FBI's report, unredacted in a footnote, that they were sent there by the Jewish agency. The Jewish agency was the precursor to the first Israeli government. They're also the same entity that did a deal, the Havara Agreement, with the Nazis to export European Jews to Palestine. The JA facilitated that whole thing, and they set up the Sonborn Institute and later the Mega Group, which brings us all the way back to Epstein. But yeah, when I said this is about Syria, I just meant their latest issue with, you know, they got Iraq. And they're getting Syria and they want Iran, but Syria is starting to win because of Russian support. Russia really foiled the deal on that. And so, whereas they got Iraq and Libya, it's, you know, part of that plan that Richard Perle wrote out that, you know, General Clark is famous as saying they want to invade 7 different countries, right? They were going down the script. And you're right, the neocons have their origin as these former Trotskyite leftists that went to the Chicago School of Leon Strauss. And that first generation of neocons is almost entirely Zionist Jews with, you know, the Wolfowitz and Perle and Libby and Fromm and Ledeen and Doug Feith and so on. And so they feel a sense of ethnic loyalty to this state because the real religion, not Judaism, the real religion of the neocons is ethno-nationalism. It's just straight up racism. With a halo, and they think that's their land and God gave it to them.
Let's not forget who released these scumbags, and that was what's his name again? Chertoff mm-hmm. is the one who released them. Okay,
Chertoff.
That's what I would call him, but I didn't know whether you want me to say it over the radio or not. You know,
I think you
but
can say that. You can't say any other four-letter adjectives though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's who was behind releasing these scumbags. So, and it's a shame.
He's one of them. Mark Grossman was another guy that was instrumental in getting them released. And Mark Grossman was actually overheard by Sybil Edmonds saying, when the FBI was looking at 9/11 suspects, you got a head of the head guy number three, you know, head of the State Department saying, we need to get these guys out of the country before they spill the beans. He's referring to Night Live Suspect. Do you know who wrote about that first? Justin Raimondo, passed away about a year and change ago, last June.
And that's
June.
The Epstein thing, too. Okay, the Mossad is behind the whole Epstein business, too. This is what I wondered if they're influencing foreign policy just on that. Because half of our politicians are probably pedophiles. And I'm probably being conservative by saying half. It's probably more than that. So
last week, in the control, house in a too. Row, right? Dennis Hastert busted raping little boys.
Yep.
They promote compromise on purpose. They've been doing that since J. Edgar Hoover, when Lansky and Costello had the homosexual blackmail on him, banging Clyde Tolson and wearing his pump high heel shoes and stuff. I put a picture of that in Trump's Sinus Ball and Chain. And the original version that some people saw on Vimeo, I actually showed the photo of Hoover performing a certain, how can I say this on radio? He was
Bravo Juliet.
He was licking a popsicle on the beach, and I ended up censoring that because it was so lewd, and I was like, you know, I've proven here it is. And then now the new version is, I just put up a picture of him cross-dressing or something, because I was like, yeah, nobody needed to see that. A lot of people complained. They're like, you could have just explained it. All right, we got another commercial. We'll be right back.
Institution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com. You will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And we're back. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero of the What Really Happened show, What Really Happened Radio on the RBN Network. We have several callers coming in as well as some super chats. I'll get one of those from Live Free or Die Bear. The Bears are here. I guess the Owen Benjamin crowd's here. They say, AKA Ryan, Nancy Pelosi Bear. Yes?
Before we get into that, all we have to do is look at these Mossad pedophile blackmail rings and all this, and that we always get the lowest common denominator in here. That's why our governments have been subverted and blackmailed and controlled. It's absolutely ridiculous, and we are doing good to shine the spotlight on it. And I want to thank you for being here and What Really Happened. You are always welcome here, Ryan, and I hope you can be here Monday. Stay safe out there, brother. I got a jet here. Steve will be with you for maybe about another half an hour. And have a great show. Thanks for being here, and good luck getting your Patreon sorted. If there's anything we can do to help you get that sorted, just let us know.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for bringing that up, too, and I appreciate those kind words. You know, I've been covering Epstein for 13 years, and I couldn't get anybody to listen at first because it was such an unbelievable story. It's like, oh, really? But no, that's exactly what was happening, and now the world is finding out. Yep. My Patreon is, I was kicked off Patreon. They gave me three different reasons, you know, religious bigotry, racism, pornography. They threw every toss thing. I didn't do any of those things, by the way. I'm not alone. They're kicking everyone off all these platforms. If people want to help me out, and I'm really in a corner here, please go to ancreport.com/tips. That's where you can donate or sign up for a subscription. I've only gotten about 10 to 15% of people who used to be Patreon to come over and sign up because I can't just like mass email everybody. But if we don't get something by the end of August, I am going to have to quit doing this and get a different job. So because I don't have PayPal, I don't have Patreon.
All you have to do is stand up, tell the truth, and then they're going to blame you for every other single thing in there. So anything we can do to help you, Ryan, just let us know. We're in this fight together, bro. So good luck with it and keep us posted.
I think I'll try to link to the site on What Really Happened after the show. Maybe it can sit on the top page for a little while. That would help a lot. I really appreciate it. I'm sure Mike would be cool with that.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely would. That's why we're glad you're here, because we were hoping you'd be able to come on and talk about that because we knew what happened with the Patreon. And I know this is really important. And everybody needs to realize we're all being deplatformed for speaking up and telling the truth, speaking truth to power. That's our crime, being honest. Man, that's honest. Bad.
Yeah, being anyway, honest. Talking about 9/11, Epstein, these kind of things, they go absolutely. After you. They go after you financially. Absolutely. It's financial terrorism. I got another baby on the way. And I basically lost my income, you know. And so I've been, I sell T-shirts and movies and stuff. Most people pirate the movies, you know. It is a pain. It's very hard to make a living online. It's just up to Chad donors to pitch in. So we got one from Nancy Pelosi Bear. Just says, I just wanted to ask if you could recommend a good video or article on the Iran-Contra affair. I would get the book by Terry Reed called Compromise, and also Robert Perry's book October Surprise. And right after this commercial, I've got some callers who've been waiting patiently, and I'm going to get to all of you. We're going to get to Tom and Peter and Mo and Dave, or Tom, Peter, and Mo. All right, see you after the break.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is